Yes, I am recording this.
Whenever we're ready.
Well, John, what's your message to the playing group this week?
Oh, look, we know that there's been some issues with our effort, and we know that it's one of the core components of footy, so really just to drive some spirit and some energy back into the place. Obviously we've got a big task ahead of us tomorrow night, but that'll probably be the main message. We need to keep the messages simple, I know that. It's been a big week for the boys, so that's what we've been doing.
Dark, so the last 5 weeks when that effort just seems to be non-existent there, how do you see being able to sort of turn around now this week? What will make this week different? Is maybe the fact of what happened this week might be?
Well, we don't think things are going to turn around overnight. We're realistic about that, and we know that the type of effort we're talking about, we need to work at, and that'll take time.
Did you change the game plan much at all, John, or was it just minor tweaks at this stage?
Look, I think in terms of game plan, that's going to change over time, but the right amount of time. But I'll say this, it doesn't matter what game plan you play with, if you don't bring effort, baseline of effort, it's null and void.
What expectations have you got going into tomorrow night?
We'll keep the expectations of the players very minimal, and we'll keep the focus very minimal. As I said, it's been a really big week for them. We've got a fairly solid job trying to make sure we manage their mindsets going into tomorrow night's game, and I think that's why we need to keep the focus is very simple.
Chris Judd describes the mood as sad, I guess, on Tuesday. What's the mood of the group like now?
Well, the players had a day off yesterday, which was positive, I think, and they've all arrived at the airport now. I've talked to a few guys individually, and they're up for the challenge.
Without Gibson and Judd this week, it's going to be even tougher.
That just makes the challenge even bigger, and that just means that the new group of guys get the opportunity to step up and to show that they can do that.
You said yesterday you need to have a look at the whole list between now and the end of the year. Do you sit down with Stephen Silvani and talk about these things and talk about what you do for the next sort of 13, 14 weeks?
Yeah, we will, but we need to do that in good time. You know, right now we've got a pretty heady task ahead of us tomorrow night, and we're looking at that.
As far as interim jobs concerned, this is probably in 20 years the biggest, dress rehearsal an interim coach has ever had. Are you sort of, relishing that opportunity, I guess,
Look, it is exciting. It's a real opportunity, as you said. But at the end of the day, we've got a big job to do tomorrow, and that's really taking my main focus at the moment.
But emotionally, how are the players going? Have you felt the mood change yet? Are they still quite down? Are they starting to get up now?
Oh, look, Mick Malthouse is one of the great coaches of all time, and he's had a very big impact on this place and on football in general, individuals. So there's going to be differences in the way guys deal with that. But as I said, we just got to do our best to keep them focused for tomorrow night. And that's the way how we manage that is going to be obviously really important over the next 24 hours.
One of those individuals in particular, Daisy Thomas, is obviously very close to Mick. How's he holding up?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Daisy obviously had a great relationship with Mick, but what Daisy is a competitor. And we know that tomorrow night when we get out there, he'll be giving his all.
Obviously, I'm assuming your long-term ambition would be to secure this job for next year and beyond.
My ambitions at the moment need to take a backseat to what the task is at hand.
Was Rob Wiley close to possibly leaving? I mean, because he was, given how close a relationship he had with Mick, was there ever any doubt of him staying on at the club?
I think Rob Wiley was the first person to walk up to me and say, I've got his full support. So he's an amazing football person, an amazing man, and I've got his full support.
Are you going to see anything structurally, any structural changes, Barksy, anything up your sleeve or that you're thinking already that might be a key change that supporters can look forward to?
As I said, we need to keep things fairly simple tomorrow night, and we'll be doing that.
Coach Arcio, Robert Walls came out yesterday and said the club's pretty much a disgrace and this is the worst coaching panel in the league, were his quotes. What do you make of that?
Oh, we'll deal with the things that we can control. We can't control what people in the public say, but we can control how we go about things.
Thanks, guys.